This is Ruval's Running Podcast, episode 58. If you think you're not a runner, think again. In here, everyone's a runner. You may not always be putting one foot in front of the other, but trust me, you are running something. I'm your host, Ruel. Welcome.
There was a dream, a million miles away. There was fire in the sky, like every single day. All these bits and pieces to construct a song. Get your mind blown, look into the unknown.
Hey everybody, you know what? If you like audiobooks or want to start accessing a wealth of or treasure trove of knowledge and information, I've made a little bit of an arrangement with audible.com where, if you haven't done so already, you can download your free audiobook today. Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products, get a free audiobook of your choice at, are you ready? www.audibletrial.com/Ruel's Running. That's audibletrial.com/Ruel's Running. Hey everybody, you know, I got tired of paying high prices for vitamin containing fillers, junk, and only resulted in expensive pee. Now, since then, I've gotten on the best vitamin supplement on the planet. Pure Vitamin Club Daily Multicap contains all 13 essential vitamins plus 11 key minerals. It's the purest vitamin available. As I said, the purest vitamin on the planet. No added ingredients whatsoever. Now, Pure Vitamin Club's Daily Multicaps are shipped right to your door. Now, you can choose the 90-day plan or a 30-day plan where new bottles will be shipped to you automatically. Again, highly affordable and pure. On the 90-day plan, your monthly cost is just about 10 bucks a month, including shipping. Get in on it. Just go to ruelsrunning.com, click through the Pure Vitamin Club banner, and order your supply today. Amazon.com. What's to say about Amazon? I won't be surprised if more and more of the stuff in my house is one way or another shopped for, bought, and delivered from Amazon. I mean, it's just a reality, right? If this is your reality, before you do anything, there's a way you can help Ruel's Running, and that's by first visiting ruelsrunning.com. Click through the Amazon banner to get to Amazon. And I'd like to suggest folks, too, to also bookmark it for the future as well. Then once at Amazon, shop, connect, and enjoy. Yo, are you somebody or do you know somebody looking for a top-notch website hosting service with incredible support? Well, you know what? Here at Ruel's Running, we use and I recommend Bluehost. There is now an easy-to-access Bluehost banner for you at the website. Go to ruelsrunning.com, click through to the Bluehost banner. It's easy. It's hassle-free web hosting. Tell a friend. Tell a client. Tell yourself. Sign up today. Hello, everybody. So, a run update. I wrapped up a short run this afternoon. And today is an awesome day to be running. It's sunny. It's moderately warm. So 77 degrees according to my thermometer here. Felt great to be out there. You know, I haven't been spending a lot of time running, but I've been doing a lot of run thinking and planning and a lot of watching running. And you know, this is going to turn into the watch everybody run episode. And what do I mean by that? Well, today is I guess the final day of the 2015 Badwater 135. And friend and previous guest Tony Portera is he's running it, or he's ran it. I haven't taken a look at the results since finishing my little jaunt, but he's out there. Last I saw, he was wrapping up that final stretch. What is it? I don't know. What's the final stretch, guys that really pay attention? up to Whitney Portal from Death Valley. Yeah, I don't know anything about that area, but I just know that there's Death Valley and it gets hot, and then there's Whitney Portal, Mount Whitney. So, yeah, there's that. God, I sound like an idiot, but I don't care. So, you know, I've been tracking Tony, looking for pictures on Twitter, and, you know, just sharing it with friends, in the NSNG group. And, I messaged Vinny and, wanted to find out how Serena and how Tony especially were doing. And, I did that yesterday morning, and at the end of the day yesterday, I got a message back, because I can only imagine, and I'm sure it's the case, where you can't get good reception in a lot of where they're at, as Vinny, Serena, and the rest of the crew are you know, crewing. And so yeah, Vinny got back and said that, you know, Tony's doing well, everybody's doing well, and Tony's still moving forward, so that's always a good thing, you know, that's a great thing. Yeah, there's a lot of beautiful pictures, a lot of runners, a lot of crew, you know, and it just adds more to the fantasy of mine of what it's like to do this type of stuff. And yeah, so, you know, I'm just monitoring as much as I can, and eventually we'll get word one way or another, and it's exciting. Yeah, can't wait to congratulate him. Awesome. Now, other ways that I've been sort of watching others run, you know, I've mentioned before where I caught online streaming on, I believe it's Hulu. It was the film Running America. I finally finished the film after, you know, many nights, a couple nights, just passing out while it's showing, and I finally got through it. Finally got to see Marshall Ulrich make it from San Francisco to New York, over 3,000 miles in the film Running America. God, so awesome! I gotta watch it again, and I'm pretty sure I'll fall asleep again because I only get to watch these things late at night. But somehow, you know, since the last recording, I managed to not just wrap up that film. Well, before I wrap up that film, let me just briefly read out a description. Running America is a documentary film that follows elite adventurer Charlie Engel from Running the Sahara, and the only person in the world to complete the Triple Crown of Extreme Sports, Marshall Ulrich, on their record-breaking run from San Francisco to New York. So that's the write-up that I pulled off the web regarding the film Running America. So I highly recommend it if you have not seen it. If you have Hulu, you can get on it and see what I'm talking about, get inspired, and yeah, there you go. Now, like I said, as I was starting to say, somehow I managed to catch more running online, and really having a good time, you know, learning more about athletes out there that are doing phenomenal accomplishments and expeditions and adventures and whatnot, and you know, raising awareness for whatever causes you know, they want to run for. And you know, another film, oh, and I love this one, I love them all, but as I approach talking about each one, I gotta say I love this one. Finding Traction. Oh my gosh, Finding Traction, you guys, if you gotta go. Well, where I picked it up was on YouTube, and I hope that it continues to remain available on YouTube for folks to enjoy, and check it out. It's a beautiful piece of work. You know, I watch it and I feel like I'm right there with the highs and the lows. You know, and I'll link to this stuff. It's amazing. And again, what I'll do is here's a description that I've pulled offline online. Pulled off online, if that even makes sense, so that you get a sense of what I'm talking about. Finding Traction. Ultra runner Nikki Kimball takes on the 273-mile-long trail. What drives someone to attempt such an incredible feat? Follow Nikki's journey from its beginning to her actual record attempt through Vermont's beautiful but brutal Green Mountains. Wow. You can only imagine, right? 273 miles through Vermont's brutal Green Mountains. And, you know, there is a film review online. I Run Far has a review of the film, and I'll link to that as well because, you know, it's always nice to get someone else's review other than mine because, you know, I'm nobody. And, you know, the folks at I Run Far, they're brilliant, especially in this whole area of ultra running, mountain running, endurance running. Fantastic. So there's that. Finding traction. Nikki Kimball is fantastic. If you don't know who Nikki Kimball is, you'll find out in this film. And if you don't have time to watch the film, you know, it's less than an hour of viewing, and so you could check it out real quick, you know. And yeah, look up Nikki Kimball. She's phenomenal. She's a badass. Now, that's not all. I seem to have done a lot of viewing lately. You know, after my conversation with Tony Portera, and, you know, if you haven't caught those conversations on Rules Running podcast, go back a few and you'll find them. Tony mentioned Running on the Sun. You know, he mentioned it was an older film and it would be tough to find, maybe that, you know, someone would be selling it on eBay. But guess what? Somebody made it available on YouTube, and I hope it continues to stay available as well on YouTube for folks to learn about, you know, a lot of the people that partake of bad water. You know, it's an amazing race, it's an amazing event, and the people that do it, the people that crew it, the people that put it together, amazing. So, Running on the Sun, I'll link to this as well. It's a documentary of the Badwater 135, the 1999 event. Yeah. So as I turn my signal clicker here to get into a lane because I'm driving. Fantastic. Running on the Sun. So, you know, 40 runners compete in the most grueling race on earth, is how it's written. The Badwater, the film, documents the trials and tribulations, as I unclick my clicker, trials and tribulations of these athletes as they run 135 miles through Death Valley in July, and explores the motivations behind this seemingly masochistic contest. A celebration of the perseverance of the human will beyond the limits of the human body. And that particular write-up was written up by someone called Forrest Wright of the Galaxy Productions. Found that online as well. Fantastic. So there you go, folks. Three recommendations as far as film, documentaries, for, you know, ultra running and endurance and perseverance and just complete and utter awesomeness. Running on the Sun, Finding Traction, and Running America. Check those out, and I'll link to them again on the show notes. So let's see, where am I at here? Health wise you know, to move things out away from the whole running conversation for a second, health wise I feel great, except for a few niggles. Niggles in my left shoulder. You know, I've talked about it in the past where I have a history of having shoulder surgery on my right shoulder. And that right shoulder is awesome. It's fine, no issues. But for whatever reason, I think you know, overuse, bad strength training protocol and martial arts abuse, you know, my left shoulder has some pain every now and then. Some pain more than, sometimes a little bit sharper than others, sometimes not. You know, I'm largely aware of it when I, you know, when I'm on the play structures of the playground and hanging around and, you know, trying to do what the kids are, like what my son is awesome at doing. You know what I'm talking about. The, those, I don't even know what they're called. The horizontal ladders, I guess, where you kind of climb and you hang and you sort of have to, like, you know, reach out and grab the next, rung on the bar and move forward. And, you know, I used to play on those things a lot in elementary school, you know, one, you know, a person on each end of this, this climbing structure. And, you know, each person would make their way towards the middle of the thing, and we would play basically like a chicken fight or a chicken. And, you know, we would hang and, you know, and try to knock the other climber down, you know. It was so awesome. It was a great way to spend the morning in the playground before class, you know, to kick and to be kicked by somebody else while hanging on a play structure. It's awesome. But yeah, nowadays, you know, I have to spend a lot of my time just hanging around, not a whole lot of traversing across the play structure, just trying to, you know, in the hopes of building strength in the right places to be able to just hang without, you know, risking too much injury. So, yeah, there's that. I don't know. I think at some point it'll be enough of a problem for me to set an appointment to have it checked out. You know, I don't know. I'm an idiot. You know, I have a history, as I mentioned, of having a bad right shoulder. And, you know, as far as that bad right shoulder is concerned, you know, I've held off from having that thing surgically dealt with years ago, to a point where, you know, I suffered dislocation almost every month. You know, suffered over 10 dislocations, and, you know, and I can't recall if I've mentioned, you know, resetting my shoulder back then. It was always, you know, in the beginning, when you get my type of dislocation of the shoulder, it's, you can sense when it sets back into place. There's a sort of a sensation of a slipping into the socket, and it feels wonderful, and the severe pain is gone, and pure relief. And you know, but as the dislocations and the resettings happen over and over again, it moves from being hard to dislocate and easy to reset to easy to dislocate and hard to sense that it's set properly. You know, and you know, my biggest fear was that I wouldn't know whether or not my shoulder was properly set, or, you know, I'd have set it in a way that it, you know, impinged on nerves and other things in the shoulder that shouldn't, you know, blood vessels, I don't know. So, you know, and I remember the very last time I dislocated the shoulder, you know, it was pretty violent the way I did it, because I was working the heavy bag, and for whatever reason, I missed the bag, careless, you know, I didn't time the swinging of the bag right as it came back, and, you know, I basically threw my own arm into nothing violently, and popped my arm out. Not my arm. My arm didn't pop off my body, but, you know, popped the shoulder out of place. And, you know, tried every technique that I had learned over a long period of time how to get it back into place, and I just couldn't sense it going back into place. You know, and I've done several times the whole, have you guys seen Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover? Yeah, Mel Gibson's character is kind of that crazy guy, the crazy cop, radical cop who suffers his own series of dislocations in the movie, and he always has to, like, ram his shoulder into like a metal file cabinet, you know, violently to set it back into place, and it's very dramatic, and Well, I kind of had to do the same thing because I was at my wit's end. I didn't know what else to do. So I didn't seek out a metal file cabinet, but I did have a cement hollow block column next to me. And I just like leaned my shoulder up against it, and I just kind of like bumped it until I can. I mean, the only way I can determine whether or not my shoulder was back in place was that I could actually move my arm, my shoulder, normally, you know, regardless of the pain. But yeah, you know, my brother, as I was trying to get it set, I called out for my brother who was in the house. I was in the back of the house working out, and I told him, I need you to, at first I told him, you know, here, let's go do that whole thing where, you know, somebody pulls on the arm and, you know, and pulls it violently and releases it, and somehow it magically gets into place. So we tried that, you know, and I was like gritting my teeth. I'm like, go ahead, just pull it and it'll get back into place. Nah, that didn't work. And he, you know, he was too concerned that we were going to cause too much damage that he ran back in the house to just maybe call like an ambulance or something or paramedics to come and help me out. And I was like, no. I was like, for whatever reason, the last thing I wanted was more attention to call this whole, you know, set of medical professionals, emergency medical professionals to come and help set my silly little shoulder. So as he ran in, and I was like saying, no, bumping my shoulder up against this hollow block, this cement column, and, you know, got it in place. And I told him, and I yelled out to him, like, I got it, you know, it's okay, don't call anybody. Came back, and he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. Are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, don't call anybody. But that was the last time I had my right shoulder dislocated. And so, yeah, I have this, you know, I guess I'm an idiot, but I'm not saying I'm going to wait for my left shoulder to pop out, and I better not, for Christ's sake, better not. But, you know, I just been pretty busy, and I'll call somebody, and I'll see what can be done. I'll talk to a doctor just to, you know, bounce ideas off of, see what's recommended from a medical professional, because I'm far from a medical professional about things like this. So that's that. Shoulder, blah, blah, blah. What's next? What else is going on? You know, I've got a follow-up appointment set for tomorrow for an ultrasound for my gallbladder. I have a polyp or polyps, and I have a history of it being found, and also a narrowing of a bile duct. It was something that I discovered, over a year ago, I suppose, where I was getting some abdominal pain. You know, this was around a time where I was pretty radical with my nutrition. You know, I had gone pretty extreme with the high-fat approach. You know, I really think my body wasn't prepared for the bombardment of healthy fats that I was consuming, and you know, was letting me know to slow down by you know, whatever was causing these abdominal pains. So at any rate, abdominal pains, concern, went to a doctor, had the ultrasound, discovered the polyps and a narrowing of the bile duct, and waited over a period of time, scheduled another appointment, and basically we're going through this whole monitoring process. And so, you know, last follow-up, you know, things were fine, and so, you know, I suspect it'll be the same, you know, or an improvement. It'll either be the same, an improvement, or an improvement. If it's an improvement, great. But you know, my suspicion is that it's going to be the same, and what my doctor and I are going to discover is that, you know, I normally have this stuff in me, and it's not unusual to have polyps in your gallbladder. And as far as the narrowing, I have no idea. Between now and last appointment, yeah, there hasn't been, you know, such that level of abdominal discomfort or pain the way it used to be. I believe that my body has adjusted to the levels of consuming healthy fats that, you know, I'm good to go. But, you know, as a precaution and as the right thing to do, just have myself checked out, do the follow-up. Yep, that's that. Yeah, you know, and moving on to the topic of family. I love my family. And there you go, that's that. Seriously, you know, it's been really warm here in the Bay Area and the parts of the state. You know, so I can only imagine how freaking insane of an oven of a furnace it is over there in Death Valley, as Tony Portero and the rest of his crew and the rest of participants, you know, I can only imagine how much of a hellhole it is over there. But over here, it's, you know, it's gotten up to 100. But, you know, we're in the Bay Area, so we've got that level of, I guess, humidity that makes it, at least for me, I don't mind it. You know, I guess all of the time spent running, sort of conditions me to the exposure. You know, but there are folks that spend a lot of time in the office, and you know, they're not used to it. At any rate, it's been pretty warm, and you know, my wife and I have been taking our kids out later in the afternoon, sort of like the early evenings, where it's practically 8 o'clock, and there's still a level of daylight, but there's, you know, there's this wonderful breeze that comes through the park, and it makes the whole. It's just nice. It's very moderate, if that even helps describe the scene. And there isn't an intense level of sunlight, because the sun is coming down, you know, but there's enough daylight to enjoy the park. The breeze is kicking up, the kids are playing, and, you know, 8 o'clock, it's pretty late in the day, right? But our kids are out, and, you know, our kids need that daytime outdoor exposure. They need to be able to run and climb and play, you know, and after being, you know, cooped up, like my oldest son, you know, he's not cooped up, but, you know, he spends a good chunk of his day at this camp, which, you know, it isn't designed to have a lot of run and climb and scream type sessions, right? Of, you know, because it's a science camp. He's learning about science and bugs and plants and physics and all this other and all a lot of this cool stuff that, you know, that every 6-year-old should learn at during summer. But yeah, you know, he's really into it, and you know, he's a bright kid, but you know, I do want him to enjoy, you know, moving his body. So, you know, lately we've been doing that, and it's these nice warm moderate sessions at the park. And it's fun. It's great, you know. And the plus side is you the kids get exhausted quicker because of the warm temperatures, and you know, so that means they sweat really good, and you know, makes you know, as we here in California deal with a drought, it makes taking a bath more useful. And, you know, when it's time for the kids to actually pass out and go to bed and sleep, it makes it more fulfilling of a sleep, more richer and deeper of a sleep, you know? Yeah. That's that. That's family. Awesome. Now, I think that's all I got. You know? Yeah. Hey, folks. That's all I got. And, before I go, I want to remind folks to do your shopping on Amazon. But before you do, check out rulesrunning.com, click through the Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That way, you know, you can help the show out. You know, every little bit counts. And also to support our the show's affiliates, other affiliates like Pure Vitamin Club.com. purevitaminclub.com has a daily multicap with 13 essential vitamins and key minerals, and they're highly affordable. And when you subscribe to their 30 day plan or their 60 day plan, you ensure that at a very affordable price, you get your vitamins delivered to your door. That way, you know, you don't have to really think about going out and shopping for something. You get everything that you need. The vitamins are pure, as the company is named. They are pure vitamins. There's no additives, no fillers, no junk. Just the nutrients your body needs. Also, if you are looking for a web hosting service here at ruelsrunning.com, you know, we the site runs off of Bluehost service, and you know, through Bluehost they do the hosting. You know, they're great, and you know, the ruelsrunning.com runs off of a WordPress installation. And it's easy. It's easy. It's a one-click setup, and you know, I'm very happy with them. So, if you are looking for a web hosting service, or you know somebody who is looking for a web hosting service, check out Bluehost. Go to ruelsrunning.com, find the Bluehost banner, click through, and do what you need to do. Also, this is pretty new, and I've been a big fan for a long time, and I'm pretty excited to be able to participate in the affiliate program for, are you ready for it? Are you ready? Squatty Potty. You know, I have a model on its way. I can't wait to use it. But in the meantime, you know, if folks who are not familiar with Squatty Potty is basically a specially designed stool that allows you to have proper posture while you're sitting on the toilet taking a nice hefty poop. Without proper alignment, you know, your system, your pipes, you know, they're basically impinged, and you know, you're not gonna have the most optimal crap possible. And excuse my French. But you know, with Squatty Potty, again, it's a specially designed stool. I should come up with better copy to describe it, but you know, I'm describing it the way I need to describe it. This is my damn show, so I can describe it however I want to describe it. Specially designed stool, so your feet are elevated off the floor. You know, your body is aligned in such a way that basically your pipes are I won't call them pipes because it's your poop hole. Your pipes are properly aligned so that you have thorough ejection, if you will. So yeah. So in the meantime, you know, what I do is I basically practice the same principles that the Squatty Potty. I practice the same posture. It's the natural posture. You know, if you can imagine, back in the day, ancestor times, far away before the design of the modern toilet. You know, what are you gonna do? Right, you're a primal man, right? You're out in the wilderness and you gotta take a dump. What are you gonna do? You're gonna build a seat? No, you're just gonna squat and you're gonna let it flow, baby. Let it go. Can't take it anymore. So, you know, that's basically it. You know, but we've got here modern times. We have this thing that's called a toilet. It's basically a seat, and it takes us away from that posture. So why not elevate your feet one way or another? So, you know, if you are interested in some awesome release in that area, Squatty Potty is for you, baby. Go to ruelsrunning.com, look for the Squatty Potty banner, click through, and get yours today. Yeah, have a good one, a good hefty one. Now, lastly, you know, how do I say it? I say, really awesome, awesome people have subscribed to my upcoming newsletter, and you are awesome too. So go to ruelsrunning.com, find the subscribe box, and subscribe to my newsletter. Thank you very much. Why? Because I'm going to, time to time, be able to share additional content that I may not have available on the website or talk about or mention or describe on the podcast. So, you know, being able to connect with you, the listener, through email is awesome. It would be an awesome thing. And, you know, I get a kick out of, and somebody's periscoping. I wonder who that is. Yeah, you know, a lot of crazy crap goes through my head, and there's a lot of tidbits and news and things in the areas that I find important on the rulesrunning.com that, you know, I believe are important to you. And, you know, it's also a great way to stay in, other ways to stay in contact. You know, I really am trying to make an effort to find out from you, the listener, you know, what you want to hear more of and what you want to see and read more of. So, yeah, let's stay connected. Please get on rulesrunning.com, subscribe to my newsletter. Thank you very much.
A quote. Fear is excitement without the breath. Just breathe and turn fear into excitement, by Gay Hendricks.
I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you. Were you born to resist? Don't be abused. Is someone getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you? Is someone getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you? Are you dawning on to someone new? I needed somewhere to hang.
Lastly, be sure to check out next special guest episode, part two, with our very special friend, ultra runner, martial arts instructor, Chris Rollins. Yes, check out part two. If you've missed part one, if you don't know who Chris Rollins is, go back an episode, listen to part one with Chris Rollins. You'll be glad you did. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's all I got, baby. Listening, and don't forget to check out the website rulesrunning.com. Check it out. Check out the resources page for stuff, cool stuff. Be sure to check out our affiliates and check out the our sponsors and affiliates. I mean, Amazon.com. Check out Pure Vitamin Club. Check out audibletrial.com/rulesrunning. Be sure to check us out on Facebook and like us at facebook.com/RuelsRunning. Also, check us out on Twitter at RU_EL. That's it, folks. That's a wrap. Oh, lastly, please check us out on iTunes and subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Ruel. Be safe. Love life. Eat something delicious. Take care of your family. Go run. Something. Bye.
There was a dream a million miles away. There was fire in the sky like every single day. All these bits and pieces to construct a song. Get your mind blown. Look into the unknown.